Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I know that, John, you were talking about this recent arrest of 168?
Yes, actually release. It was a release of 168 children that have been, that were sold as human sex slaves from human trafficking. There was an operation that happened across the country called Operation Cross.
You're talking about
country.
America.
In America.
Right.
In America.
Wow.
And it was a partnership between the FBI and local police authorities. They were able to free. This is an answer to prayer because we've been praying now for some time to end human trafficking, not only abroad, but also in the United States.
Yes.
And 168 children were rescued throughout 100 cities in America, and 281 pimps were arrested.
Oh, wow.
And they were, you know, brought.
How many?
281.
A pimp, you know, to, you know. You may have to explain that.
A pimp is someone that enslaves somebody else for sex, and they sell their bodies. That's what they sell their bodies for.
Money. They're called a pimp.
They're called a pimp.
Not Satan.
Well, Satan.
Yeah. Well, you think how evil that is to be able to take this young girl and just hold her in captivity, period, but then to use her like a commodity with 20, 30 customers in a day and take that money. I mean, that's the ultimate evil that you could probably imagine that would take place. It's like 30 rapes in one day.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. We have been praying for that. I want to encourage you, you know, a simple prayer, you know, dear God, end abortion, end human trafficking, because there's a lot of different reasons, including the sex trafficking, and send revival.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they interviewed the FBI director, Mr. Comey, and he says that I love the people who are devoted to rescuing children doing this work. He says he absolutely hates having to do this. He absolutely hates it, but he's going to do it. I mean, there's nothing more rewarding than rescuing children. And so we just say, hey, let's continue to pray and be alert. Apparently they're reporting that children, that they don't, the police are saying that you don't see them on the street. What they're doing is they have to go and interview and get some of these folks in different situations and start to find out where these children are actually at. Once they get them to open up, they're able to find out where they're at. And this is one of the things we prayed, that these networks would be exposed, and it's exactly what God did. So we're just praising God that 168 children are free now in America.
Awesome.
This is a strange dichotomy taking place, because you have this great increase of evil. At the same time, there are... the justice is happening.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, you know, what meanest thou this in the context of it, but it seems like maybe in this darkest hour is when, you know, rescue comes. Mm. Because you're seeing, I mean, things, just people get awards that should have been, had these awards, you know, 50, 60 years ago. People being recognized who are responsible for helping our country, you know, be who it is and that type of thing. And one of them is, which Indian tribe is the one? Is it the Chota?
Here?
Yeah. No, the one that helped in World War II.
Oh, it was the Navajo.
It was the Navajo. Navajo Indians believe that they actually were recruited to come, and they used their language in the Second World War over the radio system to be able to communicate, which kept, you know, Japan and other ones from hearing us. Yeah. But who knows that? Who knows that?
Wow.
I mean, look at the narrative that the adversary has placed over the First Nation people, and they're heroes. Mm-hmm. These guys are heroes. And so they were recognized, and that's exciting to be able to see things like that. It just blesses my heart.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.